The Summit County Council meeting starts at 2:30 in this unusual location. Summit County Manager Tom Fisher says the meeting will kick off by hosting representatives from Rocky Mountain Power to highlight Park City and Summit County's initiatives to have net zero carbon footprints by 2022.
Rocky Mountain Power, some of their leadership, as well as the company that owns them, Berkshire Hathaway, some of their legislative folks are coming in to look at what we do around electricity to try and help our carbon footprint. So everything from our electric vehicle chargers to our electric buses and our bike share program are going to be highlighted on this little visit, and it gives a chance for both the Park City Council and the Summit County Council to interact with these folks a little bit and talk about perhaps our next legislative session and other things that are going on, both from a statewide basis and nationally, in order to move more vehicle use to electric.
Following that, council members will head back to the Richens Building to discuss a policy change to its parental leave policy. Fisher says it's not something that employees have necessarily asked for. Rather, it's becoming more of an industry norm and is being brought to the council in order to remain competitive in the employment arena. Right now, he says, the county just offers birthing parents disability pay up to 6 weeks, which can be supplemented with sick days and vacation time.
Employees have to pick options after that. So if they can choose to come back to work, they can stay on family medical leave, which is unpaid, for the remainder 6 weeks of that leave, or they can choose other options, but they don't have pay options at that point, or they can cash out their vacation. Cashing out the vacation is really not a great way to deal with parental leave. And then the other issue we had with this is that it didn't deal with the non-birthing parent, and it didn't deal with parents that were adopting, which have the exact same issues that, especially if it's an infant, the exact same issues that a birthing parent has. So we wanted to expand that, and we're proposing that in front of the council to see how they want to approach that.
The council also has a two-hour joint work session planned with the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission is really wanting to dig into some of these issues now that we're settled on codes, and this is one of them. And so the council has read through these before. They're getting the detail again in order to give some advice to the Planning Commission on how to move forward.
One of the issues to be discussed is mixed-use developments. Another is removing the spa or specially planned area from the code.
It's kind of asking the question whether the master plan development process, which has been talked about by the Planning Commission, could replace the spa. So again, they're seeking the advice of the council on which way the council would like to go with that.
After getting direction from the council, the Planning Commission will discuss the proposed changes at future meetings before preparing a recommendation for the council's final consideration. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.